Oh, sweetie, you're home. How is work? What's wrong? Did something bad happen today? Recently, you've kind of been avoiding me. Why is that? You're just tired? Oh. Okay, you are working really hard after all. I'm so proud of you, sweetie. Oh, you want to sleep alone tonight? Again? Oh, no, it's fine. I'm sure it's more comfy in your room anyway. Sleep well, my love. What is up with him? He hasn't found a new girl, right? No, of course not. I trust him. We haven't slept together for the past week, though. Something is up. No matter how much I pry, he doesn't seem to answer. I also don't want to stress him out too much either. I'll go in and talk to him. We aren't going to get anywhere if I keep overthinking. Sweetie, I was wondering. Oh, you're fast asleep already. How adorable. Looks like you left your phone on too, silly. Here, let me turn it off for you. Huh? What's this? Dom Mommy Goth Girl serves you her thighs? What in the... Is this why you've been avoiding me? Because you want to indulge in these fictional role plays instead of spending time with me? Wait a minute. By Enodias? Oh my god. I need to call her. Hey, can you come over? We need to talk. It's 3 a.m. in the morning. Is this girl insane? Whatever. I'm crazier for even agreeing to drop by. Ian, thank God you're here. Quick, come into my room.
All right. What's the rush, girl? Did you guys break up or what?
Oh no, it's nothing like that. The thing is, he's been very distant from me lately. I thought he was cheating on me, but I know he'd never do that. He'd always excuse himself and run off to his room instead of our shared room. I got worried he was getting bored of me.
And let me guess, you've been overthinking?
Yeah, but this time I didn't let it get to me too much. I was going to confront him about it, but then I saw this.
Wait, that's me. That's my channel.
Yeah, he was listening to your content. He's never even met you before. Is he more attracted to your voice? Mine has always been an insecurity.
Aerie, get it together. You know it's not like that. I have a feeling it's something else about the audio he likes.
What? What do you mean?
I think he's into dummy mommy stuff. Maybe that's why he's avoiding you, even though it's a stupid reason to. It could be something he needs at the moment, and he isn't able to confide in you about it because, I don't know, it could be an awkward conversation.
Why would it be? We've never had an issue with communicating our problems before.
Well, you are the exact opposite of a dummy mommy, aren't you?
Yeah?
Do you see where I'm going here? He might not think you won't be able to help because of how not dummy mommy you are. I've never seen you be assertive before. Let alone like to be called mommy.
You're right. I didn't even know how to even dominate someone. But I want to learn how. I don't want him to sleep alone to those fantasies anymore when I'm here. Ian, do you think you can teach me? Pretty, please?
Well, I'm already here, so I might as well. How about this? I'll be right here while I guide you the ways. In return, you buy me dinner tomorrow.
It's a deal then. I need all the help I can get.
Sounds good then. Now, why don't you wake him up? Invite him in, and then we can start. Hello, it's nice to meet you. From listening to my voice, you already know who I am, right? That's correct. I am indeed Ian. Gold star for you. Why am I here? Well, your girlfriend here asked me to give her a private lesson on something you've become interested in lately. Come closer. Don't be so shy. I said, come closer.
Ian, wasn't that a bit too aggressive? Pulling him onto the bed like that? What if he hurt him?
If I did, he wouldn't have this expression on his face, would he?
I've never seen you like this before, sweetie. I won't just sit on the sidelines.
Good thinking, Aerie. How about you move in closer then? So we can squish him between us. You've had fantasies about this, haven't you, darling? You've always wanted to experience being stuck between two beautiful girls while they gently speak in your ears.
That's right. After looking through your watch history, I realized my sweetie is a lot naughtier than I expected. You've always wanted to be called a good boy, right? My good boy. No, don't look away. My eyes are here, you know. That's it. Such a good boy for me, This is kind of fun. Seeing you in a state I've never seen you in. You should have told me earlier. I'd love to do this every night. Get a little touchy, too. Can I rest my hand here? On your thigh? Don't worry. My hand isn't going anywhere else if you're worried. Are you enjoying this? You are? Aw, sweetie, that makes me really happy. You're so adorable. I haven't kissed you in a while. How did it feel? Did you miss the feeling of my lips on you? You did, right? My lips were feeling really lonely without you. These soft, plump lips. Can you give mommy a kiss? Thank you, sweetheart. Ian, I did it.
You did a great job. Now, boy, how would you like to proceed? Do you want to lay down with us, laying on each side? Wrapping our arms around you? Just give us a little nod. Cute. All right, lay down for us. There we go. All cozy now, aren't we? Now, tell me, do you listen to audio roleplays every night? With your girlfriend here? I don't see why you should. I suppose it's not a very casual thing to bring up. With the whole reputation of roleplays and all. And sometimes it's nice to just wind down and relax. Even though it's not the usual medium for most people. It's alright, darling. I understand. But now that your girlfriend knows, she's eager to try it herself. You also like her voice, don't you? Why don't you be her test subject, That's a good boy. I'll scratch your head for a while as a little reward.
I think I'm starting to enjoy this. It's like a new breath of fresh air. Spicing up our nightly routine, you know? Oh, sorry, sweetie. I got a bit distracted. I didn't forget about you. My adorable good boy. My kind, sweet, and perfect boyfriend. We'll both try to be better at opening up, okay? There there's no need to hide things from each other. Unless it's a surprise, of course. Oh, no, don't apologize, sweetie. I'm not upset in the slightest. Please don't beat yourself up over anything. You didn't do anything wrong. And, well, look at us now. We're both here together, enjoying each other's company. When I say you're perfect, I mean it. I wholeheartedly believe that you're perfect, and I just love you so, so, so much.
Someone is getting a little carried away.
But
this is too wholesome to complain about.
Just ignore her for a second. I know you might not see yourself as a perfect being, and that's okay. But you're perfect to me. And I wouldn't trade anyone else for you. Any kind of doubt in your head that says otherwise, I'll beat it up until it never returns. Got it? There it is. You finally smiled. I love seeing you smile. Seeing you enjoy this makes me smile too. Your smile is so cute. Seeing your cheeks bunch up a bit, they just look so squishable. Let me poke him a bit. Come on, just a little. There we go. Good boy. Mommy is proud of you. Very, very proud of you. So cute. So
did she just fall asleep? I guess it is pretty late. You should sleep too, you know. Me? Well, it's a bit too late for a lady to walk home. I'll just spend the night here. You don't mind if Mommy sleeps in the same bed as you, do you? That's what I thought. Well, good night to you, darling.